Testing 1, 2.
Mic check.
Okay. Yep.
Let's do it.
You're rocking out with X360 FM. Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keep it on lock. It's X in effect. Full circle.
Hey, listen.
Are you ready? For the ride of your life.
Turn this up.
Revolutionary. Remarkable.
That's good.
It's the one and only.
The one and only.
Embodiment Underground Radio. With Maureen Guest and the hottest team in radio.
Just. And you're listening to.
Who's that?
It's X in effect.
Oh, yeah.
Full circle.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We have taken control. That's right. You are live and in the mix with Maureen Guest on Embodiment Underground Radio. Less talk and more fresh sounds with indie artists of the underground. If you didn't know, now you know. It's Embodiment Underground Radio. Taking control.
It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
It's X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
Who's that?
It's X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle. X in effect.
Look, the name is just, the gang is us. He's too hot to touch, I guess he's dangerous. Fight for fame, for what? I got them things that'll flame your gut. 2, 2, 3, turn your whole squad to angel dust. Finally the earth come around. It's just Junior motherfucker with them summer sounds. Hey, when I'm touring on the road, I keep 100 rounds. Hey, you don't know how it is, the form in 100 towns. Gotta stack up my shot that I feel like I am Big Papa. You put the blame on the streets, I put the blame on your father. We got enough fucking rappers. Where the fuck all these doctors? They thought that COVID was sick. Bitch, I know I'm a problem. Bitch, I know I'm a monster. I want the bread and cheese. You can hold on to pasta. These niggas scared of me. Jason fucking imposter. This how a rapper rap. We ain't know that no one can stop him. No one can top him. I'ma make it happen for bonkers. Nigga, get these bars off walkers. Nigga, trap rapper rap like a GQ. Call that thing talking, nigga. President. Rolly, like I'm fucking Ivanka, nigga. Told you that I'm big, but I can't tell you who shot you niggas. Oh Lord, drip down, time for custom black Concords, just a flex, I'm poor. You can't fuck with my force. I be on my time source, GQ and some drip, something you can't afford. Look, I know you see me on your radio. This how a rapper rap. I know you hear me on your stereo. GQ, hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Let's go.
Underground. Who's tuning on the stereo?
For me, I ain't allowed to sleep. I got a lot to see. Dreams get older me. I know I'm not to be. Shorty got over me. Now I got time to geek. I ain't the lonely one. Tell me what's happening. Spinning, I made the bread. Back to the trap again. Stay in a hurry, I'm getting this money. I don't know what time it is. Don't gotta worry about doing me dirty. I'm smoking the finest cliff. Can't fuck my day up. I get the peach and go. She only need to know. Hey. Tell him I need some more money, eat my soul, ayy. You wanna lead and go, she wanna lead and go. I just do it back, I'm going way up. I text that little bitch and told her stay up. I don't have no time for me to lay up. But we gon' lay up, you fucking with a baller. And if that hit good, then you know that I'ma call her. I just hit the switch and it's batting not baller. Not for me, I'm serving it properly. It's what it got to be. The money is gone, I get on the phone, cause it do a lot for me. Kicking your dome, right on your floor, just open a shot for me. I ain't the only one, she wanna spend the night. Fuck it up time again, this time I get it right. But I'm in a hurry, no nigga don't worry, it's harder to live in life. She spit up a 30, my brain in a flurry, she say I live and strive. Can't fuck my day up, I get the beach and go. She only need to know, hey, you wanna lead and go. You wanna lead and go, fuck my day up. Tell him I need some more money, eat my soul, ayy. You wanna lead and go, she wanna lead and go. I just do it back, I'm going way up. I text that little bitch and told her stay up. I don't have no time for me to lay up. But we gon' lay up, you fucking with a baller. And if that hit good, then you know that I'ma call her. I just hit the switch and it's batting not baller.
Hey, what's good, Atlanta? It's me, Ludi B, and you're now
listening to Embodiment Radio. All right, you guys, you're now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. Pull up on me.
Pull up on me, man.
Had you seen it? Have you seen it? I don't know if it went viral or not.
What is that? I've seen it too.
You haven't seen it. You got to see it. I don't think my dog, he hadn't seen it.
No.
Yeah.
I've seen it too.
Yeah, it's an inside thing. Well, look, you guys, thank you for locking in on this Friday. Do you say afternoon or evening? It's 6 o'clock p.m. That's evening. That's considered evening time, right? When does evening start? 5 o'clock?
That's what they say, 5.
Okay.
No. Okay.
Okay.
I'm cool with that.
You cool with that? All right. Yes. It's Friday, and it is beautiful outside, and it's been a minute. It's been a minute.
Yes, it
has. Yeah. We hadn't really we kind of took another turn for the month of June, but we are in here and we're bringing in July with a bang. Because guess what, you guys? We have an amazing artist that's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. We have Lou Castro. He's going to be giving us the 411 on what he's working with, you guys. So this is an artist that you do not want to miss his interview. I'm very interested. He has some things going on. Yeah. In fact, he seems to be, well, pretty known. Because we had one of our entourage.
Oh, yeah.
Or I tried to, Maureen, that's one of my favorite artists. I'm trying to be on a low, you know. But you guys will learn more about Lou Castro. I don't want to give it away. We'll wait till he calls at the bottom of the hour, okay? And so, just hold on to your seats, you guys. And also remember, we're on the airways Monday through Saturday from 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Oh yeah.
Yes. And we're actually following the Rock at 360 show, which is 4 to 6, 2 hours.
Right.
You got to be a true rock head to listen to 2 hours.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, it could go to. You really need to go to 3 because it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of music out there.
That's, oh yeah.
And it covers. What's cool about it? It covers all ethnicities.
Yeah, it does.
It's you got some. You know, we got some Europeans. We got some African Americans. We got some.
You know,
all kind of people. Yeah. Doing the rock. And you know, the rock thing is like worldwide.
It so, is. Yeah, you got the Latino vibe.
Yeah. That's what's cool about it.
Then you got the Americans. You know, that African American thing. I think that's kind of. I think a lot of people.
I was trying to, you know, represent their brothers.
No, I got you. But you know, but there's a thing about the label African American.
Okay, well, let's say the
Black American,
the indigenous.
Well, we're not going to go because that's going to go over a lot of people's head. Yeah, everybody don't. It's not. They're not on that wave. But I say Black American, even though we even got a problem. Some of us even with the word black. You know, I think they. You know, but. Yeah, you know, God darn it. I mean, whatever the heck you are, then they're into rock.
That's what
okay.
I said.
It covers
everybody.
Because people are speaking out, you know, saying everyone who's black doesn't mean that they're from Africa.
Right.
You know, so that's why, I wanted to kind of state that for the record.
Right.
For those who are listening.
Right.
You know, hey, we're in a new age and time. There's a lot of topics out there to be discussed.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Are you skipping over what I'm talking about?
That's just why I say excuse me, because I think I interrupted.
But we can't be. Yeah, you did. Yeah.
My bad.
I like that. Wow, it's a new day here at the Embodiment Underground Radio. Yes,
pull
yes.
Up
pull up on. You know what? You're gonna play that throughout the whole show. All right, you guys. Look, we have an amazing hit list. All right, Mundo. He's in charge of that. But before we go down that hit list, for all the artists out there that wants to get some airplay and you got some hit music, some lyricism, something that's going to be, for the masses. We don't want all that dumb stuff, okay? You know, if you got the P word, you keep it. I don't want it. I'm letting you guys know that now. I do not want it. If you're getting it from the back, I do not want it. I don't want to shoot them up, bang, bang. I do not want it. So for those who got some music that doesn't have those certain, specific verbs and acronyms and adjectives and
right,
pronouns and, just all of that stuff.
Right. You want some thought put in that thing.
Well, and you don't have to have a halo over your head and come on. But just don't make it too ratchet. I'm sorry. I'm kind of above that, and a lot of us are, I don't know. Maybe it's the age. I don't know.
Well, no, it's just trying to go ahead and put the quality where the quality is supposed to be.
And ladies, I don't want to hear about you swallowing people's babies and all that. And you see how ratchet that sounds?
It's heavy, man.
Because you guys are looking at me like, oh my gosh, I just can't believe she just said that. But when we hear it in the song, we're bobbing our heads to it. We're like, yeah. So I'm just gonna, we grown folks. I'm gonna put it out there. I don't want to hear about it. I don't. I've had enough. I've had enough, and I'm trying to clear my mind and. Get rid of all that toxicity. But you can have a party song, and I have choice words. I love to curse. I really, really do. It sounds crazy, but I do. But some of the stuff is just a little bit too piercing to the ears. And we like to have the younger people listen in as well. So let's be mindful of what we're saying, all right? So I'm just really want to put it out there going forward, because I've been kind of tiptoeing around it for years. And so it's a new day and it's a new world. We're in a new era. We're in the age of Aquarius. And so it's time to get serious, you guys. We're
right.
Stepping it up. And even for the run of the station, you guys, you want to get some music in, go to X360FM. You can submit your music. If you have some of those things that you may need to clean up or, you can have radio edit versions, send it in, all right? But you can. We love to promote all of the artists, all right? Whether you're R&B, hip-hop. We also have a techno show that comes on Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock to 10 p.m.
Oh, yeah, it's grooving, man.
Oh, yeah. And you guys, we got a few DJs on team. We got DJ TJ Mix. We got DJ B.
DJ T-Mix.
What'd I say? TJ? Yeah. DJ T-Mix.
DJ T Mix, the man.
Yeah, DJ. I'm sorry, T Mix. DJ T Mix. He's on, as a matter of fact, tonight at 10 o'clock p.m. We have DJ B.O.D.
Can I say it?
Yeah, say it.
B.O.D.
That's how he brings the show.
That's how he do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did that very well. Yeah, he comes on matchly on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. And we also have our DJ that's out in Florida. Let's not forget DJ SL Jams.
SL Jams.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
He been going off lately, man.
He's in
really.
Florida. Yeah. Yeah. And that's Monday through Friday. That's lunchtime. That's the lunchtime drive.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I like SL Jams. He always hitting you with some stuff, man. You ain't never heard before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And he does a lot of Miami music, too. Yeah. He likes to, yeah. He's pretty diversified as well. So you guys check those DJs out and try to rub some elbows. Producers that are out there, make sure you reach out to the DJs, particularly Breaking Beats, which is DJ B.O.D. His actual platform for his show is to connect the artists with the producers and to really put the producers out there. I mean, just as well, because we're always putting the artists out there, but without the producers, you know, it all goes hand in hand. And a lot of the artists are producers, so,
right.
You know, they all wear many hats. So reach out to some of these DJs and see about getting your music on the airwaves. You can find all of them on social media, Instagram and Twitter, that I definitely know of. And I think those are the most two popular platforms that most people go to. All right, so you guys just stay connected. Again, keep us on lock Monday through Saturday from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. But for now, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna go down this hit list. So you guys,
man,
just,
heavy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, stay locked in. What do we have, Mundo?
We got Dax with Gotham and Tommy Donald with Clown World.
Ah,
what you know about Dax?
Yeah,
Mundo, what you know about that Dax, man? You know anything about that Dax?
I seen y'all post it, but I ain't get a chance to watch it.
Oh,
but I heard like he a nice MC.
Oh no, he it's not even a word to describe him.
Man.
Nice is like
My
nice
dog,
is kind of like oh yeah, nice is kind of like, you know, I don't know, Barney or something. You know what I'm saying? you know what I'm talking about. Dax is let me tell you something.
Barney.
He's, yeah. He's one to contend with. You don't want to play with Dax.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm going to leave it right there. You guys, D-A-X, Dax.
Can I say something?
Go ahead. Speak your mind.
I'm just going to tell you like this, Mundo, man. He probably the most profound artist that I've heard in the last couple of years, man.
Dang.
I mean, the dude, man, he got good skills on the rhyme and tip, but he puts it together with the artistry, with the showmanship, what you say, the stage play kind of artistry type
stage presence.
Yeah, his whole the video,
it's everything.
Man, he just like you tell he put his whole self into those
full circle
into the music and the things that he rap about, man.
Oh yeah,
stuff that we need to hear. You know.
Yes.
And it's not something that you just say, oh man, he preaching. It ain't like that. It comes off so cool and hot that you'd be like, wow.
And he doesn't come soft either. It's hard. Oh, he'll go hard.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll be intense. You know what I mean? So like I said, artists, you don't have to have this, you know, like you're coming out of the Catholic church somewhere. You know, just kind of be mindful. I like substance, you know.
Right.
And yeah, I like substance.
Excuse me one more time. Like, can you tell me the artist that you've seen that he's done music with?
Eminem.
Dax has done some with Eminem. And
done,
who else? Your boy.
Who? I forgot.
The one that the guy, the indie guy, the big time indie artist.
Biggest. Tech N9ne? It wasn't Tech N9ne.
No, but it's the other guy. He's on the roof. We were watching the video the other day.
Oh, Ill Hobson. You know Hobson.
Yeah, he got a video with Hobson.
And Hobson.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you kind of know.
Oh, yeah. If he can roll by Hobson.
He right up there. Right up there with him.
Oh yeah.
You know what
oh
I mean?
Yeah. Oh, so, he holds his own weight.
And he's saying he's gonna stay indie.
Oh, and he's independent.
He let you know he got people knocking his door down, trying to sign him, but he's staying indie.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, and he can throw, and he can do some real good free throws too on the court.
Tell him about that.
I think he did I'm not really sure. I think it was a straight. I don't know if it was 43. Amanda gonna love it. It was 43 or 63. A straight 43 or 63 straight throws. I mean, free throws, not straight throws. From free throws without missing one.
Well, Mundo might call from the line.
From,
you know what I'm saying? From the line, Mundo.
Yeah, I mean, just straight.
He shot 43 or 63. One of them. We're not sure the number, but he was up there.
It was up there, yeah.
Without missing.
Didn't miss a beat.
So Mundo knew Mundo got to check him out.
He didn't even have, well, look, he didn't even want, you know, he didn't even have one that even bounced, that almost bounced off the rim of the daggone, I mean, basket. I mean,
just straight. Like,
just smooth, straight in there.
So you guys got you got a couple things in common. Both of y'all flow. Yeah, both of y'all be hooping, man.
Yeah.
You know you gotta check it out.
You guys check out Dance. You know, we can talk. That's a whole show right there.
We can
actually have this conversation. That's a whole show. And I lined him up with Tom McDonald.
Because he kind of like, you know,
they go hand in hand.
You got your, you know, it's like your Neapolitan ice cream. You got your chocolate, you got your vanilla.
Oh yeah.
All we need is a strawberry.
Both is powerful.
Both of them.
Well, you guys be your, you know what? You guys be the judge. So coming up, you guys, we got Gotham by Dats and Clown World, Tom McDonald. You're now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio, and we have taken control.
Yo, it's the guru of Atlanta, Kilo Ali, clothed in all immense power. And right now, you're listening to Embodiment Radio.
Pull up on me!
I think that we're headed down the wrong road. Fake's real and they say real's fake woke. False prophets on these screens everywhere we go. But what did you expect when dumb people got smartphones? More memes, cool, make it all a big joke. Crown your fake kings and let them sit up on your fake thrones. You're young now, but just wait until you grow old. When life gets real, you'll remember all these words I wrote. I went roaming, walked multiple ways. For 40 nights, 40 sleeps, yes, multiple days. In the desert, no food, water, searching for the answers. But you listen to these people who got nothing to say. You wouldn't know real if it slapped you right in the face. Ain't for the culture. I can tell you embrace. I'm in Gotham, but my mind's in a different place. So your cosigns, money in your radio play. I be shaking when I write my music. I've been anti-violent, but don't push me, cause I just might do it. They won't give you no credit, cause they know you'll use it. And that's what happens when the master starts fearing the student. In the city, you a number, they don't see you as human. Just a puppet they replace for their games and amusement. In a city full of angels with the biggest influence, I see demons with the platform who just abuse it. In Gotham, everybody knows everybody. If you ain't got a blue check, you ain't anybody. Repeat, sleep, double tap, see, copy. Lost souls underwear, they're turning into dead zombies. Everywhere you look is plastic, all fabricated. Everything you seen on TV was exaggerated. Don't nobody see you till you get a million followers. And when you do, they treat you like you someone and you validated. What do you do? How much money you make? Who do you know? What do you drive? Where do you stay? And while you answering those questions, they be calculating how much of it they can see themselves trying to come in and take. If you're fragile, don't you even try to come to this place. They gon' build you just to break you, then rebuild you to break. Let you reach your own limit, then heroically save. And that's exactly how Gotham turns you into a slave.
In Gotham, everyone goes and they lose their swords, cause they can't control. In Gotham, everyone lies a cipher and I, you will lose your minds. In Gotham, everyone goes and they lose their swords, cause they can't control. In Gotham, living in Gotham, living in Gotham, living in Gotham, living in Gotham.
Nobody's from here, but everybody comes here wanting to be famous till they realize the price of fame brings close everything that they once feared. Consumed by the algorithm, it becomes clear. Life's a simulation all controlled by a puppeteer. Blind people leading blind people, driving cars to a destination that is unclear while they can't steer. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, four. Alcohol, morgue, fake friends, women, gold digging as a sport. Who convinces you should live a whole life you can't afford? Nobody sees you, you're continuously ignored. Everybody wants fame, they don't care what it's for. They don't wanna build theirs, they're just trying to take yours. This is dog eat dog in this messed up world. Think you need this place, but you don't. Happiness is not a physical place you call home. Did you ever wonder why you feel like you feel when you take that time away from your phone? Fake goes viral, we know this won't. They'll say they care, but we'll never show. Gotham isn't just a place, it's a mind state watered by the thoughts that manifest what you grow.
In Gotham, everyone goes and they lose their souls cause they can't control. In Gotham, everyone lies a cipher and I, you will lose your minds. In Gotham, everyone goes and they lose their souls cause they can't control. In Gotham, living in Gotham, living in Gotham, living in Gotham, living in Gotham.
Tell them how you feel cause I promise they won't call back. Everybody's in it for money so it's all back. Killing all my demons, I'm rapping this in all black. I ain't gotta prove nothing to Gotham. They done nothing for me.
You living a better planet for our kids. How about leaving better kids for our planet? Entire generation offended at everything, getting mad that a human thinks all lives matter. We don't need black or white or left or right. What we need is common sense, we need balance. We're all in the same boat, why you trying to make holes? If they sink, we sink, this is madness. I'm offended that you're offended by me taking offense. Can't build a wall, why does your house have a fence? I believe in two genders, I'm not mad at the rest. I'm just confused when a dude has a beard and some breasts. We won't always agree, no. I don't hate all police, no. I don't think that the system's racist. I just think the system hates people.
No.
Your phonetics are pathetic. My poetic, kinetic, genetics are more athletic than a synthetic, pathetic. Unapologetic, pathetic. You're made of undiscovered chemical vitamins still in development. Let's invest and get collected. Check it to the second. Yeah, follow. No part of me, you want no part of me. Audibly, honestly, obviously, cause you probably be bothered by my honesty on the beat. I got peace, bitch, I'ma be not a wannabe. I'm an authentic anomaly on antibiotics with a bionic armory. Armor me, stopping me, it's not a thought of probability. At least a comedy, probably I deliver quality while you're a novelty. I don't wanna be on it, I wanna eat not in poverty. And stop the poverty, redevelop multiple properties. In the process, demolish and expose multiple policies. The politicians, they don't get it in the party, see. They wanna party all the time like an 80s comic. So I can't believe the process when the object is profit. I'm often, often lost in my thoughts where I lost with precaution.
I'm mad lethal, never had lethal. Don't get a need to concern yourself. You heard this first epic from my first to my worst. I know you act, don't put our records to remind me.
Yo, let me touch a discussion. Such a disgusting percussion for bussing. It's still humility from labor and demo when bussing. Different modes of transportation. Another day when I have to hold my patience and lower my expectation. Planning aspirations, investigation for education. So my application don't need an explanation. A mental patient with mental organization. Do physical preparation to minimize limitations. And I will do it all if I'm alone and you involved. The root of all evil seems to be the root of you at all. I walk these empty roads, it's me and we do it all. Got an attitude of a young gun, I see at noon and I shoot them all. And back to break, I'm in the zone, you in the passive phase. You lack today's cool experiences, lacking days. Back in days with stomach pains, thought I'd become insane. Misunderstood when I would come in peace, you come in vain. Love and pain is one the same, no need to run away. Unless you are when I must bust your mother face. I keep it moving, it don't matter cause I'm stuck in space. And I'm an alien, so I can never suffocate.
I'm mad lethal, never had lethal. Don't get a need to concern yourself. You heard this first effort from my first to my worst. I know you act, don't put our records to remind you.
Yo, it's the guru of Atlanta, Kilo Ali, clothing, all of his power. And right now, you listen to Embodiment.
Hear me, Mungo?
Okay.
You can you hear me? I think that's okay. All right, we're back in. Oh yeah, you guys, that was Busy Bars. Freeze. How you vibing at Mungo?
Oh yeah, yeah. I love the man's flow, man.
Oh yeah.
Straight lyricism.
It had several layers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard like a little Arabian type sound in the background. We had that hard bass coming in, that beat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like oh yeah, we couldn't even make it back to the mics. It was hard coming back in. You guys, that was Busy Bars, Freeze. That's rocking. I don't know what to say. That it's rocking. I need to hear that again. I really, really do. Prior to that, you guys, that was Clown World, Tom McDonald. And we also have DATS, and that's Gotham. Again, you guys, you got to check out these artists. They're all independent. I mean, seriously independent. And this is what you guys are missing out on with these independent artists. Now, don't get me wrong. You're not missing out because they're out there working. They're working hard. They're putting the music out. And you can go ahead and keep that on because I'm just going to go ahead and bring them on in. But you guys, please support these independent artists because what you just heard is what you can get, okay? And, you know, I'm trying to go easy here. I really, really am. You know, what you hear on the radio, a lot of it, you know, it's just not always to my likings and several others. Just listening to these independent artists and even the Tupac celebration on Wednesday?
Yep.
Yeah. If you guys, I mean, just the amazingness, the light that was in the room. And there was a lot of black power in that room, too.
Oh, yeah.
And so, it was like utopia. And these artists, I mean, they were putting it down. I mean, the lyricism was crazy. It was mad crazy. I mean, I think we just skinned and grinned all night. You know.
Definitely good vibes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, you guys, and I'm going to say this one more time. I'm in a preaching mode. Go out. Support these freaking artists. Stop cheating our brothers and our sisters. You know, we're talking about all, we know everybody pro this and pro that, and we out here fighting even more now. Support these talented artists. This is what we need to hear more of. We really, really do. Yeah, I just can't even listen to certain, just cutting on the radio, it barfs me out.
Right, especially listen to these indie artists out here, man, it's the quality, the bar has been raised.
Yeah, and some of the stuff you're not going to hear on mainstream unless you dumb it down. You got to put some crap to it.
Right.
You know, and like I said, I'm not knocking anybody because we got some talented ones that we're listening to, but I just think the independent artists deserve so much more than what they're getting.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's
more than Instagram and TikTok and all this, you know, support them, you know, go in your pockets and support these people just like you do all the well-known celebrities, all right? And speaking of amazingness, because this is going to go hand in hand with our guest that we have that we're going to be bringing in. You guys, we have Lou Castro on the phone, and this is perfect timing. So we're going to go ahead and bring in Lou Castro. Lou, are you there and can you hear us?
I am here and I can hear you.
I love it. And you know what? I can hear you too because I had to go check you out, Lou. You're nothing to play with. I'm scared of you because you, woo, that's all I can say. I'm scared of you. I really, really am. I don't know. And when, you know, when I read your bio, you take no prisoners with this battle rap. I mean, and I'm a fanatic when it comes to battle rap. Lord, I am. And I love my New York hip-hop artists. So, you know, I am completely 100% intrigued already before I can even interview you. How are you doing today?
Mm-hmm. I'm doing wonderful. I'm having a really great day.
Awesome.
I stubbed my toe this morning. Started out bad, but you know what? I got it. Cannot let that ruin the rest of my day.
Was it the big toe or the little toe, Lou? Which one was it?
Nah, it was one of the, you know, one of the two toes. What is it? The toe next to the pinky?
Ooh!
I mean, the ring toe?
Ooh, that hurt.
It was the ring toe. I don't know how that happened, man. I don't even know how that happened.
Don't you hate it?
It definitely derailed my day. Derailed my day, I must say.
But it wasn't one of the ones where, you know, the screen was so loud you couldn't get it out. You know how you just open your mouth and say,
"Yeah, it was one of them silent." It was one of them silent screens.
That's one of those. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's so loud that it's silent because you can't even vocalize it. The pain is so excruciating.
I'm just glad nobody was around to hear it because, you know what I mean, a lot of people would have looked at me different. You know, but, you know, it was just me here, so.
Yeah, okay, cool. That's cool. Funny. You know, and speaking of that, you know, like I said, for all those who don't know, we got Lou Castro here, and he's from New York. And I'm going to let him tell his own story, you know, cause I'm sitting here trying to tell it myself. But he has a lot of layers himself. And I want to start off with the battle rap. Am I saying it? Because I talk backwards. So if I talk backwards, I have my own language, Lou, okay? And I don't even realize that I've been doing it since childhood. I just kind of I may say instead of French fries, I may say fries French. I don't know. Something's going on with the brain up there. I don't know where it's coming from. But I want to talk about that first and foremost, because that's where I have a big interest in. You know, I took a peek at one of your videos, and I mean, you had several out there. You go hard. You really, really go hard.
You said it.
I don't think every artist, particularly hip-hop artists, you know, I think everyone has potential to do whatever it is they put their minds to. And, you know, and I saw, you know, from an early age with you, I read something where it stated that you were determined to be a hip-hop artist because you knew you couldn't sing. Did I read that right?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
But you know, that makes sense.
He definitely did.
That makes sense because you know your potential is like, okay, I can't sing, well, I know I can do this. I think it takes a special kind of artist to be able to do battle rap. You know, we used to do, I have showcases here in the Atlanta area that we were going heavy and strong before we entered the Twilight Zone in 2020. And, you know, we would end our showcase. I hate to say showcase, too, but we would end the shows with the freestyles. And we had some pretty good heavy hitters there. But I know a lot of artists, they would kind of sneak out because they, you know, they would have to kind of like exit to the left or exit to the right. What is it about, what do you guys look for? What are the strong points that makes a good artists that can hang with the battle rappers? Because everyone, I don't know if they can't do it, but I think a lot of people are a little bit intimidated by that, Lou. I would be intimidated by it.
So what I think the difference is with when it comes to battle rap, because battle rap it's the same thing with music. You know what I mean? Like, it's a forever changing thing. You know what I mean? Like, the type of music right now, the guys that are like, you know, at the top of the game, 10 years ago, you know, they wouldn't be considered the best. You know what I mean? Like, it's a forever-changing thing. So in order to, like, really get a grasp on it, you have to, like, literally grow with it. Or, like, you know, take a special interest in it in order to, you know, figure out where it's at and understand how to be good at it. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing with music. Like, you have to really be detailed, like, into it in order to, like, you know, create something good. You gotta know what people wanna hear, you gotta say things that people like to hear, and you gotta know your audience, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't necessarily think it's nobody can really do it. It's just like, no one, like, you have to be willing to invest time into learning how to do it.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? Like, if you can rap, you can battle.
Okay.
Like, if you can rap, you can battle. You know how to put words together? You can battle, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you gotta be willing to take your time to really learn how to do it, you know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying that everybody can rap at a high level, because everyone isn't skilled for putting words together like that.
Right.
But, you know, like, there's guys out there who are crazy with melodies, you know what I'm saying? So it's more so about just knowing what type of things people want to hear in battle rap. Just like, you gotta know what type of things people want to hear in music. It's all the same thing, but it's just different areas of learning it. You dig what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
As far as putting words together, it's just putting words together.
Exactly. Yeah. So I like that.
You gotta be a wordsmith.
Yeah. But see, you know, because
it's not necessarily just being a wordsmith, because there's some guys who are battle rappers who aren't really, really, really intricate in the things that they're saying.
Okay.
You think what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Guys who are battle rappers who are just really funny.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, they're battle rappers who are just,
okay,
like, cool, really, really funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are guys who are battle rappers who are just really funny, who have, like, really good stage presence. You know what I'm saying? When they're rapping, they have the ability to command the audience. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just certain things that it comes with it. Just like when you're, it's the same thing as far as making music, you write around. But the only difference is you write these rounds and you never gonna rap them again after you rap them once.
Right. Right.
It's kind of like
you write a song, you can rap that song 1,000 times.
Right.
You can perform that song 1,000 times, it's gonna play over 1,000 times. You can rap that song wherever you go. But when you battle, you rap that for that one time and then it's over with.
Right. It's kind of,
that's
it's
the only thing.
Hey, Lou Castro. Hey, man, this boy Silk, man. It kind of reminds me of a rapper with the skills to kind of zone you out. I don't know if you understand that terminology. We kind of call it zoning back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
We don't tell mm-hmm. our age, Silk. Don't tell our age.
So it's kind of like, you know, you got to have the courage and, you know, and kind of know yourself, man, and kind of put yourself out there and kind of be able to not say something about somebody's mom or somebody's dad or something, but, you know, kind of zone them out a little bit
with
their clothes and shoes.
They had a mama session.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they,
you're going in on somebody.
But you'll hear some, oh, your mama this, mama that. Us moms don't get a break, you know.
Yeah.
So you know
a battle rap moms don't get no break.
We don't get a break. We don't get a break.
You gotta have thick skin. Like, if you a battle rapper, see, that's why battle rapping isn't for everybody though. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, me personally, I do my best to keep my personal life detached from social media where nobody really know anything.
Perfect.
Cool.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't really go on my social media nowadays and see my whole life.
That makes sense.
Because, I choose to keep my personal life and my battle rap life, or like just like my online life period, separated from that, because they're two different things.
Exactly.
I don't need to tell everybody. I don't need to show everybody everything I'm doing. Like, there's certain stuff that's for the internet, and there's certain stuff that isn't.
Yeah.
I don't need to tell everybody my business. You know what I mean? Like that. Like,
I agree.
As long as I'm happy in my personal life, that's it.
Straight up.
Now come listen to this music. Go watch this back.
Yeah.
There you go.
And Lou, if you're going through something and may not be one of those moments, the whole world doesn't need to know that either. You know what I mean? You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So exactly. I totally agree with that. Absolutely. So really, it's all about knowing how to engage your audience and the delivery behind it. And there's really not necessarily one particular style of battle rapping. Just know the audience, how to engage them, and deliver.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. That's literally all it is. It's entertainment. You know what I mean? Like, people, you're getting up there trying to entertain a crowd or entertain the viewers wherever they are, because we was doing this thing where we were like rapping in pretty much empty rooms and people were watching. So, you know, it's just about just knowing how to entertain. That's all it really is.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it is definitely entertaining, I must say. Well, that was I had to touch down on that one because I was like, yeah, I got to pick his brain on that, you know, because, you know, I love myself some battle rap.
Definitely.
Yeah, I love it. Now, you got this new project now. You know, we're gonna fast forward to, you know, you outside of the ring, you know, because I like how you guys get in the ring and just be going hard with each other. I love it, you know. And you got the audience rooting you on and talking crap and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But now we're going to fast forward now, because now we just actually, I don't know how soon you've been listening to the show, but we opened it up with your latest track, My Day. So we like that. I like that vibe. So let's talk about My Day, because that's your most recent track that you just dropped. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
All right. So what is that about, My Day? Well, I mean, what you got going on? You know, how did that particular track come to play? And then, you know, what else do you have going on with your artistry outside of the ring as a battle rapper? Because, you know, curious minds want to know, and I'm one of them.
So pretty much My Day is just centered around, like, who I am as a person now. You know what I mean? Like, what I've grown into, like, the person I've grown into, I try not to allow outside entities to rule my whole day. You know, we got 24 hours in a day.
Right.
And there's a lot of things that's possibly going to happen throughout that day. Example, you hit your ring toe on the side of the bed and you're touched with a limp for pretty much the whole day. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that could happen. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things, though.
Right.
Yeah.
But like I said earlier, you know what I mean? I'm not going to allow a bunch of small things ruin the bigger picture.
That's it.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I try to keep my head clear, stay focused, and pretty much I always know it's gonna be a brighter point in the day. So don't allow these small minuscule things to ruin the whole day.
Absolutely.
That's pretty much where the idea of the song came from.
Okay. I like that. It has a message, and I think a lot of us can pull from that. You know, I think I can use that song a little bit more, because sometimes, you know, I work so hard trying to have a good day, and sometimes the smallest little thing just gets in the way, and then I get so pissed off. I'm so pissed off that, you know, it just destroys the entire day, and we only have that 24 hours, like you stated. You know, learn how to be in the now. And yeah. So I like that.
Definitely.
I definitely like that.
Definitely, it's definitely about living, not necessarily just living in the now.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that when the bad thing happens in the now, knowing that this is now and later on.
That's right.
Yeah.
This isn't gonna matter.
Yeah. Just let it. Just kind of flow through it, right? Yeah. Don't hold on to that beast. Yeah, keep going. Like, yeah. And that's.
I heard this one thing where somebody was like, if you had $100 in singles, right? Somebody gave you $100 worth of singles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then they took $1 out of $100, right? And they burned it. Does that mean that you burned the other $99?
Nah.
No. No, you still got $99.
That's right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it's more so like I said, like, it's, you know, it's about steering clear and not letting small things just ruin everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's really, is it a big deal?
Nah. Right.
Nah.
Gotta stay positive, man. That's straight up.
Yeah, I like that. I like that train of thought. Yeah, you're on it. And that's good. It seems you have a clear mind, and your focus is staying clear and clear out of staying clear of certain things that doesn't take a place that you would not allow in your life. And so I think that goes good, because you're an artist and you're out there, and people pull to you guys. You know, you guys give us, you know, entertainment, and entertainment is feel good. You know, and so we need that positivity. We really do. And even if you know, and it's okay if you slide out of the positivity. But like you say, you just kind of flow through it and keep it moving. So I like that concept. So yeah, before we brought you on, I was just mentioning that, you know, we like to step it up and get a little bit more substance in our music, and, you know, so we can have that aha moment. You know what I mean? And so we need more artists like you, and we're just honored to have you join us today. I was looking at also a few, you named some a few artists that kind of plays a positive role in your life. Let's starting from, who was that? Was it 50 Cent? I think you mentioned Chris Brown, and I can't remember who else. I think Kanye. You had stated that they helped ease the stress.
Yeah, definitely.
What?
You know, music has always been. Okay.
No. I want to know. You know, let's talk. I want you to talk about that. You know, to help ease the stress. Are you in retrospect to the music industry, or just life in general? So I was just kind of curious about what roles they played with you.
Well, like I said, music. To me, music is you know, music is a I kind of look at music as a time machine. You know what I mean? Like, when you think about, like, when you hear a good song, and then, like, something resonates really strong with you. You know what I mean? Like, I think it was J. Cole that I think I said. I don't know if it was J. Cole I said, but like, when I hear a certain J. Cole song, it kind of brings me back to, like. Because, like, one, not just that, but, like, you know, when an artist can say something that resonates with something I'm going through currently or something I've been through, it's like, dang, like, I'm not the only one that was dealing with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like it's kind of a time machine, you know what I mean? Like, music can take you to a specific place. Think about, like, when you hear a certain song and you be like, oh, remember when we was in high school and this just got joint?
Yeah.
Or when you hear a certain song, be like, oh, yeah, man. Their mom used to play this song when it was little all the time. It's kind of like a time machine to me. And
Oh yeah.
Like I music captures moments for me.
Absolutely.
That's true.
There's mixtapes that I hear right now, and it'll instantly bring me to a place. Instantly. In my mind, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I'll hear a mixtape, like hear a J. Cole mixtape and be like, dang, I was playing this mixtape nonstop in high school.
Yeah.
I hear a 50 Cent song and I'd be like, man, I remember that summer.
Uh-huh.
Well, right. When me and my brother stopped playing this. No, it's crazy summer. You know what I mean? Like, so the reason I got really into music is because of the feeling that those kind of songs brought. And I want to be able to provide that kind of feeling for somebody, you know what I mean? Like, for people, like, all over the world, you know what I mean? Like, when you hear my songs, you be like, oh, remember when we was playing this, that one summer 2021? Remember right after the pandemic, we ain't stopped playing that one song?
Yes.
And that's, you know what I mean? That's crazy to me.
Yeah, yeah. And when you have that kind of energy, you know, you're really vibing with it. Yeah. It's like, oh, man. Yeah. When you, I like that.
Because,
That's pretty much why, like, you know, those kind of guys inspired me to really get heavy into music, because, you know, like, the imprint they left on me, like, you know, the memories that I got with their music. So, you know, I want to be able to provide that same kind of thing for other people, you know what I mean? And especially doing something that I love, you know what I mean? I love making music.
Hey, Castro, have you ever heard that song by Tupac? It's called Strictly For My Niggas.
What is it called?
Strictly For My Niggas.
Yeah, I heard that before.
Uh-huh.
That's one that takes me back. I can remember when the first time I heard that track.
Got a message.
Mm-hmm. Man, that was so heavy coming from Tupac, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But it completely takes you to a time, right? Like, think about that, bro. Yeah. Think about the time machine. Music is a time machine.
It really is.
Even if it's a song that you don't like. Even if it's a song you don't like. You were like, oh my God, my sister used to play this song so much. I'd be like, turn it off.
Yeah.
Even if it's a song you don't like.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
like,
true.
That's crazy how much music just, like, it captures moments, you know what I'm saying? Like, instantly. Like, it's literally like an audio time machine.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I never looked at it like that. Yeah, that's good. That's a good perspective.
I like that too.
Yeah.
So I still get that feeling when I hit Ohio Players. Yeah.
Ohio Players, Sugarfoot.
Yeah, when you hear Ohio Players from back in the day.
Now I don't know if Lou and Mundo would know anything. Y'all wouldn't know now. I don't know.
Ohio Players, Summertime.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
I ain't talking about that roller coaster.
Your roller coaster.
Yeah. All the ladies like Sugarfoot.
Yeah.
Ow. Lou, don't get me started.
that's Cameo, ain't it?
No, was that Cameo?
Yeah.
That wasn't Sugarfoot.
Word up.
Sugarfoot did all.
So we doing it now.
Yeah.
Time machine.
See, he got us going over here, Lou. So you don't start at something. Yeah. But look, now I want to talk about how your moment to have that opportunity to write a song for the show Star. That was your show. You used to love the show Star.
Okay.
Yeah. How did that come to be? How did you trample upon that? That's an accomplishment there.
Well, it's probably one of the dopest things that I've ever done in my life. Dopest experience. Seeing a song that I wrote on TV, like, before the MTV stuff. But, so pretty much what was happening was when I, like, you know, a couple years ago, me and my homie, we were really trying to, you know, we were really trying to get into the mix of, you know, studios downtown in New York. We ran into a homie named Ty, and, you know, we got introduced to him. He was an engineer downtown, studios, Times Square and stuff. So we were interning. And within interning, you know, we met a lot of people, made a lot of connections, and just kind of stumbled upon an opportunity where, like, we met some people that were actually working on the show that they needed songs.
So,
at the time, I was working at T-Mobile.
Really?
I was working at T-Mobile. This was a couple years ago. Wow. Yeah, my homie was like, yo, look, I need you to get down here to the studio right now. And I was like, what you mean? He was like, yo, we about to work on this song for Star. I was like, Star, the show on Fox? Oh, my mom watched that. He was like, yo, I need you to come down here right now.
Right.
He also produced My Day. This is my homie, B. Will. He also produced My Day and pretty much a lot of my other songs.
Okay.
But he was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, I need you to come down here. you know what I mean? I need you to hurry, help me write this record. I was like, all right. So this is what he does. Like, he used to get mad at me because, like, I start writing a song and then I start, like, you know, getting distracted. But then he'd be like, no, beat on, start writing. I'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
So it took me, like, literally, like, I'd say all of, like, 15 minutes to write the song.
Really? Okay. All right. Yay. Now, I like,
like, 15 minutes to write the first song. But the thing was, we, you know, then we had my homie cut the track for us. He sung it. And then after he sung it, they submitted it. Like, 2 weeks later, we got word that they loved the song.
Mm.
Wow.
So, okay.
Dope.
Okay. Well, that's, it looks like you seem to be on the right track, Lou. Looks like you're heading in the right direction in many ways in one. You know, I like your thought process and your views and I do. I like it. I like it. So there's no doubt that you're moving and shaking, and we are now watching, since we've had this opportunity to have your acquaintance and to, you know, have a little dialogue on the airways and kind of get to know you a little bit more than outside of the, you know, watching you on social media and, you know, video. So everything just seems to make sense. Okay. And so we following you. Do you have any projects before we let you go? Because we're the top of the hour. I mean, that's how interesting this conversation was. Right. To me, it's more than an interview. It's a conversation, getting to know Lou Castro.
Yes.
You know, I'm more non-traditional when it comes to things. But while we have you on the phone, we got our listeners chiming in. You guys make sure you go follow Lou Castro. But do you have anything that we need to be looking for? I mean, looking forward to? Any projects? Do we need to be holding on to our seats for anything?
Yeah. Definitely. So around August, I'm looking to drop my EP, to make a long story short. Pretty much, it's a short compilation of stuff that we've been working on for the past couple of months. I think they're really good songs, and it's a bunch of different blends of music. It's not just one sound. Like, so my main thing was always to pretty much prove that, you know, when you're an artist, you don't have to limit yourself to one area.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm a battle rapper, but I make really good music. You know what I mean? Like, that's just me personally believing. I believe personally, you know, it's not no copy or anything thing. Like, it's me just knowing, like, yo, this, I'm not just a battle rapper, I'm an artist.
Yeah.
And battle rap is just something that I do.
Exactly.
So, it's a lot of different sounds on the project. To make a long story short, you guys can follow me on Instagram at Why Not Castro. That's WhyNotCastro. And yeah, follow me on Twitter too. That's the same. It's the same handle.
I like that. Yeah, I like that handle. That's a nice handle. And no, and that was not taken as being cocky. That's, you believe in your craft. And if you don't believe in your craft, how are you going to sell it to others? I mean, you know, I mean, it is what it is. And if it's if one views it as cocky, then it's get a T-shirt. Well, I am cocky. Just wear it, you know. But no, I like that. Yeah, you have to believe in your own brand, and you are your own brand. And we're following you. We're following you, Lou. We're gonna follow you. If it's okay, we'll like to continue.
Make sure
to
follow back.
Okay, most definitely. And if it's okay, we want to continue to run my day. You know, if you're good with that, get some airplay. Okay, and we'll put it on the run of the station also, and you'll see it on your Twitter as it's, you know, I think it's sporadically picks up some of the music. I don't think every single time, but you'll see that we're spinning your music. Okay, and we're gonna definitely be reaching out to you. So look for our friendship on social media, and we got another artist that we're loving to the moon and back.
All right. Hey, Lou, man, you got to...
I appreciate you having me on here, man.
Absolutely, Lou, man.
It's a dope conversation.
It's an honor.
Just want to let you know, man, you had some fans down here, man, as soon as we mentioned your name, man, and you got lit up around here.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
You know, you got some followers already in the ATL.
Yeah, man. Lou, I know a lot of artists, and we have a nice family down here in ATL, and we, I want to give a shout out to T-Gold, also called Gold Diesel. He was like, he called me, he's... I think think he messaged me. He said, "Miss Maureen," he said, "you got Luke Cash." He said, "tell him about me." He said, "or just call me when you get there." You know, I don't think he saw that I saw his message, because I didn't respond back, but I did see it. So yeah, they know you down here in the ATL. I wanted to put that out there to you. And he's a battle rapper. He's like, he's my favorite battle rapper. Yeah, he's big on battle rapping. So yeah, he told me to mention him. So I'm gonna let him know.
Yeah, hey man.
Yeah, definitely tell him, let me know. Tell him, mention me. So I can follow him back, man. I appreciate love. You know what I mean? When I'm getting love from out of town, man, I take that personally. You know what I mean?
I will.
So tell him to miss me. If you see me again, tell him, mention me, and I'll follow him back.
I will. Okay. I definitely. Oh, he gonna freak out on that. Okay, I will.
Oh yeah.
All right, Lou. But look, I wish I had more time, and I just want to thank you for taking time out your busy schedule. And best wishes. And if you're ever in the ATL, our doors are open to you. Just always know that.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate y'all having me. Y'all have a great day, all right?
And likewise, right, take care.
All right, peace, brother.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you guys, that was Lou Castro. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Why Not Castro. And I like that handle. Why not?
Yeah.
I like that. Why not S360 FM? Hey, I think that's cool.
Why the hell not?
Yeah. And So, you know, follow him. He has many layers in so many ways. The one, and now that we've got a chance to kind of tap into his mindset, his train of thought, it even makes it more interesting when you're listening and following the artist. That's what I like when I get a chance to have their acquaintance. Connect with them even on a different level, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool conversation.
Man. Yeah. And his head is definitely on straight. Yeah. It's definitely on straight, and he seems to protect his being.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. You know I'm vibing with that all the way. Yeah. You know what? We didn't make it down the whole hit list, but that's okay. We're gonna go ahead and close this thing out. You guys, again, follow Lou Castro, Why Not Castro, on Twitter and Instagram. My Day. We opened up the show with that's his most recent track that he just dropped. We'll be spinning that not only on the Embodiment Underground Radio, we're gonna place it on rotation of the radio station. And so follow him, check him out on YouTube. He has some amazing videos. You can see how he operates in the ring. You know, they go in hard and they go in. So we're just gonna go ahead and close this thing out, Silk, because we're way over time. Mundo, what do we have on that hit list? How are we gonna close this thing out? You tell me.
We have MT with Pearl Threat.
Perthuzy.
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
That, you know, that's a he's, I forgot what part of Africa he's from, but I like this vibe. It's a real cool track. And Perthuzy, apparently, because I was like, who is Perthuzy? And this is an independent artist. She's a very well known, renowned model.
Okay.
And so I think the guy's like Perthuzy. So he's singing about Perthuzy.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. MT. That's right. The artist's name. So look, you guys. We out. It's Friday. Check us tomorrow. We're gonna, you know, we're gonna run straight music, but just check us out. We're here 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Again, stay locked in later this evening. Chime in to T-Mitz Radio, DJ T-Mitz Radio at 10 o'clock. Okay. 9 o'clock, we have Tech Etched Radio. But for now, it has been an amazing moment. Thanks for chiming in. Thanks for following us. For now, we are out. You guys have a good weekend.
And we are taking control.
Yes.
On Facebook, Embodiment Underground Radio.
Pull up on me.
No.
Pull up on me.
ATL, nigga.
I need an older mommy,
yeah.
I don't need drama,
nah.
Funu sisi or talk,
yep.
One stees nyana,
hey, oh.
Opete I zaga,
yep.
Opili stees ndwana,
oh yeah.
Angla langa since I saw you on TV, mama. Pearl tooth,
yeah.
Pearl tooth, pearl tooth. Hey, I'm talking about pearl tooth, pearl tooth. Yeah, Pearl Tussie. Pearl Tussie. Yeah, I'm talking about Pearl Tussie. Da-da. She's the best. Yeah, I don't see the rest. Nah,
what's up, this is Frank O'Shack of the Fly My Poets, and you rockin' with Embodiment Underground Radio, and we are taking control.
Straight to her face, never, never. Look how she rockin' them jets, she getting money in so many ways.
Hey, hey.
She's Zulu and yellow. Grew up in the ghetto, Toshwa, Hintwe, Ningi, Sisi, Zwaga, Langa, Neno.
Come,
Minang, Imbiza, Ngokola.
Hey,
she got her own new Apollo. The beauty, the booty, the boobies, the moolah. Junkins is selling her order,
yeah.
I got fog on my wings, pet on my jeans. She's rolling them trees.
Roll up.
Ning and catch, get please. I'm loving the steam. She's all that I need.
Yeah.
What's she up, a y'all? 10 out of 10. Young girl, who paid 10.
I'm funny girl, friend. I'm funny best friend. Roll up the chest.
Don't spend. I need an older
homie. Yeah. Hard up. Beat drum.
Nah.
Funu city or top.
Yep.
On the steam. Nyana. Opete e zaga.
Yep.
Oh, Billy's cheese, Ndwana.
Oh, yeah.
Angla, Langa, since I saw you on TV, mama. Pearl Tussie.
Yeah.
Pearl Tussie. Pearl Tussie. Hey, I'm talking about Pearl Tussie. Pearl Tussie.
Hey, what's up, world? This your boy, DJ BOD. Make sure you tune in to Embodiment Underground Radio, bringing you all the exclusive new hot mixes. You know
what I'm saying? Get it. Bapuma Epsu and me. Minang is Tande Looper. She is the realest. What you heard? That means she fly. All you bitches is birds. She made it. That's what she deserves. Sitting at Gwala, me. My Benzo Bamba, ni. Hooked in your Zala, ye. Pistuk your Lala, ye.
Hey, what's going on, fam? What's bars? I'm over the Fly My Poets, aka the Rebel Spirit. Hey, man, you tuning in to the X360 FM radio. Hey, man, listen to the wave. Tune in just like that.
Games with Chitona, meaning a chap, Bulu Gupon, see to Pond, Sensi Zingos, a call.
Come on.
She a 10 out of 10, Nenze Upen 10. I'm Funny girl, friend, Funa I best friend.
Hey, 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 it's Mondo J Malone, locked in with Embodiment Radio. You already know that we taking control.
Funu sisi o top,
yep.
One steez nyana, opete e zaga,
yep.
Opili steez ndwana,
oh yeah.
Angla langa, since I saw you on TV, man.
Yo, what up, my dude? You are now listening to Embodiment Radio, and it's only in the ground.
Pearl Tussie, hey, I'm talking about Pearl Tussie. Pearl Tussie,
yeah.
Pearl Tussie, Pearl Tussie, hey, I'm talking about Pearl Tussie.
Pull up on me!
Pull up on me!